Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I'm so excited to be here with you today. This was a show that was to happen 2 weeks ago, but we had technical trouble, so we're just going to bring it into the now and do it today, because today must be the divine timing. So for a moment, just take a deep breath up through your nose and release it. Just helping getting centered, pulling your thoughts to here, your focus to here and now. As we enter in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to activate some energies. We're going to open up some portals around each and every one of you. And these portals are to help you clear and clean and to create differently. Because today we're going to talk about the meaning of the words, or wordology, if you like that word. It's just the words that have meaning and they hold energy. And the meaning and the energy of the words create your realities, your stories, your knowings, everything that you speak. Your DNA says yes. Your cells say yes. If you've seen that your cells listen to every moment of you, in the words that you speak, the power of the tongue, the power of your meaning is what is created into fruition in your manifestations. Yes, you can do visual boards. Yes, you can do all these things. You can write. You can talk. There's many ways to manifest. But in each and every one of those ways, there's a symbolic meaning. There are an energy charge behind the words that you speak. The story you create, the stories of your fears. If you work with me personally one-on-one, you know I always say, what's that story behind the fear? What's that story behind the happiness? Because a lot of times we have peace stories that say, this needs to happen for me to be peace. But the truth is, it's a fear that this needs to happen. So we're looking, one, at programming a little bit, because your mind's always being programmed with your words, symbols. But we're going to go in a little bit different direction as I heighten the energy here. Give me 1 second. And you're just going to feel your auric expand. And right around you, 360 degrees, is an open portal. Just sweeping through your energy fields, releasing the negatives, releasing anything you're holding on to, any entanglement, anything less than your highest. Good, because this shift on Earth that's happening with the aligning of the planets, for one, and then retrograde of planets is two, right? So it's just layering what's going on with the universe. But this is a positive time. Don't let retrograde always mean a negative to you, because then it will. And that's part of the programming of your words and what you believe in. Because all your beliefs come in structural forms of words, symbols, and knowings for you. But with the planets and what they're doing on one energy level, we are aligning in ours. Sometimes if you look at the planetaries and ask which chakra does this go with, you'll get insight to know what's going on in universe. And when we talk about universe, we're not talking about your small tunnel vision realities that you live in. We're opening up and expanding into universe, the one verse, the one knowing. And as you open and expand into trusting what you hear, what you feel, what you see, again, all of that interprets into language, into words, into knowing. So if you have a negative belief about something, it will manifest negatively. If you have a positive belief about something, it will manifest positive. Like attracts like. It's not that universe says, no, you can't have this, it's negative. It says yes to all your desires. So we're going to clear the slate today in your energy field with the portal. We're going to ask the portal to just vacuum, per se, is what I keep hearing. And release the entanglements, any dis-ease, anything that says this but means that. Like, so that you're in oneness with your words and you're in oneness with truth. Because truth always prevails, because truth cannot be altered. Fears, lies can be altered, right? Because they're not real, they're not true, and you can tell so many stories around them. When people use metaphors sometimes to some minds that are in truth, they don't grasp the metaphor because they're looking for the truth of the story and not the underlying proverbial wisdom, right? So your wisdom that you hold within your truth creates the story in your words of your reality. And I know that was a little bit deep, so I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. I'm going to shift your energy open to a balanced centering of you, to a new you, to waking into an awakeness, a walking into, if you will, and imagine yourself or feel yourself feeling that you're already aligned. And I want to talk to you for a moment about your words of ING. The words coming, seeing, like coming, manifesting, they have no end, right? There's no in the in your behavior, in your meaning, coming means it hasn't came yet for a lot of people because they see it in the lack mentality. But everything is here already. Everything you desire is already here. As you open up your consciousness to it and you begin to change your language to it's already here, it's already present, and you start speaking in the present tense, because the present tense is all you have. Now, when you were in school and you were learning language, and whatever language you learned, whether it's Spanish, French, English, doesn't matter, they have objective of past and future words, right? But the reality is the mind always lives in the now moment. So those past and future words are more for stories and creativity, because you cannot future pace out there if you're here, right? You could see the energy and know where it's going, but even going and coming is not a state of mind. It's almost as the word try. Try to pick it up. Doesn't mean you do or don't. Coming never says it arrived. Going never says it left. It's still leaving. And I want to talk to you, ooh, that just came through for a moment. Let's talk about that for a moment. So many people and so many practitioners, and I see it, and we go through it, but we're always letting things go. But are you? It is gone, it is gone, it is gone. Claims it gone. But if you're always letting go, you're always in a state of something needs to release, something needs to be gone. The mind is fulfilled, so it doesn't like when things go, right? We even get scared when friendships go or relationships go or something's not going right. We use these terms and terminologies, but we use them at such a superficial level in our consciousness now that we're not meeting the deeper meaning. And so I'm going to give you a technique to work with yourself on. We'll do a little bit here, but it's really for you to sit down with you because you know you best and discover, what does this mean to me? What does it mean to me to already have this, whatever it is, to already experience this, whatever that word is? So if you want to experience happiness, then look at your belief of happiness. Do you even believe in happiness? Is happiness something that has to be created outside of yourself, through someone else? When are you happy, and how do you know that's happy? Do you see what I'm doing with the words? We're asking for the deepest connection of the definition. And the reason you're doing that is to see, is it in alignment with you, or is it in alignment with things around you? Is it in alignment with true happiness, or is it something that you're not ready to feel yet, but you want to feel? A lot of times our desires have words of self-sabotage in them. And that self-sabotage is what keeps bringing that lesson and learning back around to you, if you will. When you break the story that things never work out or this ever happens or when this happens, right, you're playing in a realm that the universe doesn't understand. It doesn't connect to you in that way. We want to stay present in knowing that you know that everything's already aligned for your good, that you get up and play in your energy field of whatever you want to manifest. It's already manifested, so really you're opening your mind to see it present, to see it in the now. don't let divine timing, and divine timing would be a good one to probably break down. What does that mean to me? What does timing mean? Is there enough time? Is there lack of time? Like, you can go in many realms with this, but you want to find your definition, because the definition of your word creates your action step, because that's the response from the definition of it. When someone told you to jump and you didn't know what jump was until they literally jumped and then showed you what that meant, you didn't have a connection for it. So make sure your vocabulary, you know what you're speaking, is true for you. Not what people want to hear, not what you think you need to hear. Those are all outside of you. The truth of the heart, and the heart speaks in vibration, which turns into language, symbols, and language, is always speaking truth. But you have learned over time how to manipulate the mind into tricks, stories, justifications, all these things. We've all learned it, and we unlearn it. You never unlearn anything. You do it differently, right? How do I speak differently today? What is my focus on? If you're focusing on hurt, you're going to get more hurt. If you're focusing on not being hurt, you're going to get more hurt. Because whether good or bad, right or wrong, that's not the judgment of the universe. It delivers your truth. And if you're speaking in a manner that you need to be hurt one more time, or if you get in a relationship, you'll be hurt, or if you do this, it might cause this, you're already creating a dis-ease. Polarity does not work with the mind. Polarity keeps you separate in the 3D energy. And if you are living life in the here and now right now, you're probably seeing a lot of people fighting through polarity, even of yourself. This or that, which way, what? And when there is only one way, one truth. The reason for the polarity is to cause confusion. The opposite of white is not black. The opposite of love is not hate. These are things that you've heard over time. Opposites do not attract. But we can see the opposite so much easier than the likeness if we don't like something within us, right? So when you're looking at your vocabulary, your mindsets, your programmings, and we talk about this, it's the belief behind the words that create the response or the action. So to live in your world and create your world fluently, right? We even talk about fluent language, knowing what meanings mean, learning a new language, how does that change things? When you're in that moment is what's creating, how you're speaking it. You can add emotion, you can take away emotion, but the meaning is still there. Just because you say it louder doesn't give it any more energy than saying it naturally. But we've learned if we raise our voice, we may get a response, or we'll push something away. And the truth is, no, you get more of that back. Like attracts like. So A equals A, B equals B. That's how it works. That's the laws of the magnetic universe. Manifesting is a magnetic law. You're always manifesting through your words, through your desires, through your thoughts. Thoughts are old words that you've already known, that you've already created, and that you've already done. You just go back into them because they're comfort. You never have to think of an answer. The answer will come to you in the moment that you ask. But you either have fear, or you have, well, if I need to know an answer, step 1 through 5 will get me the answer. Take away your steps and trust the answer to come to you. Do you see how that paradigm has confused? It's almost like what I keep hearing is the Tower of Babel. Like when everyone is speaking different languages, we do that within ourselves, in our own English language, in our own symbols. Because at one time cool meant cold. Now it means that you're cool, right, in a different way. And what does this mean? In what context? And we've just scrambled it so much that the mind gets confused. But the truth is, the conscious mind is never confused. It always creates what you ask for. So if you're not liking what's in your life, or you want to change what's in your life, Change your wording. Change your words. Changing your words will change your beliefs. A lot of times people try to change their beliefs before they change the meaning of your words. It's not going to happen because that belief is already anchored in such a way. So release the belief, change the wording, create new wording that you want in there, and then implement that belief, right? As you align and structure sentences, they add meaning to the prior word. Those meanings build up on each other. It's the same way in your energy field. If you listen to Abraham Hicks or you listen to some of the channelers, they'll talk about vortexes. They'll talk about being in the moment. They'll talk about being in the, but it's always in the energy of the now. However you want to metaphorically describe it or it makes sense to you is what you align into. Because some people hear the vortex and go, well, that sounds like a tornado. Because in their mind, vortex has meant tornado. Because maybe they learned that in science or maybe they learned that wherever. Do you see? So you've got to come back and say, what does this mean to me? That goes along with your signs and synchronicities because those symbols are words because you define the symbol as such. So if you like the Merkaba or Merkaba energy that resembles energies in all ways, that's how it's going to show up for you, right? If you're into the sacred geometry of the universe, the labels and the definitions that you give, that pattern is what it creates for you. Universe is not a judgment. God is not a judgment. Soul is not a judgment. It's actually a delivery system of your energy. It delivers back to you what you want to create. It delivers back to you in your reality of what is. And this will help you when you're wanting to experience something new, something different, or just get into a peace state of mind. And a lot of your troubles that you've created is because somewhere someone told you you had to struggle or have troubles in your life. Can you imagine a life where you never knew anything was a struggle or a troubled moment? What would be different in your life? You would never see things that way. You would never process and define them as troubles or mountains and molehills, right? We have all these things out there. So today we're emptying the vocabulary into no words and back to the base of just energy of Om. And when you start from there, you can rebuild you. You don't focus on what you can't do. You focus on what you can do. Because all possibilities are real. But you have to believe them. And in that belief comes the wording. And in that wording comes the meaning. Right? Do you see that cycle? That cycle is going to help you create what you want in your life. What you desire, what you came here to be, what your passion is. Do you remember as a child when you would imagine and play? You didn't think about how to do it. You just did it. Less thinking and more movement would be great in the universe, right? There would be more energy because it wouldn't be caught up in your circular patterns. We would be flowing in a new way, an open way, an allowing way. But even when we talk about allowing, people are like, well, if I allow that, that means I believe it. No. If you allow someone to be themselves, you're just observing that. Doesn't mean you agree or disagree. It doesn't matter if you agree or disagree with someone's reality until they ask you how to change it. And then it still doesn't matter if you agree with it. The key is you are the key to you. You are the creator through your words, through your symbols, through your knowings. That's what creates your context of you. The universe of you. And as we dive deeper, and I'm going to shift some energy through the mindset of the unconsciousness to unplug and release negative beliefs, negative knowings. When you create a story of this could happen or that could happen, it's possible, right? But if you stay in the story of now, what is happening, then you align more into the present. because it's only a moment you have. And from that moment, create your next. Staying present. We're going to do presence right now. A lot of you are clearing. Woo, sorry about that. Feel a lot of you clearing. Woo, let's just shift that. Take a deep breath. I would go back and listen to this one as a meditation. To teach the mind the knowing of you. To teach the mind to check in on what you're saying. Listening to yourself. Have you ever spoken, don't even know what you said, but you know you said something? Or you just say it because it's rote and you don't even know what you believe or mean, but you heard it so many times it's now your truth and you don't even know what that is. That's what happens in a lot of organizations or organized religion. They don't really know. They're just following the next person. And then when you follow other people's energy, you get outside yourself. It doesn't mean you can't communicate and you don't, but you come into your own agreement with you of what is. And when you do that, you have your powerful center aligned because you're not scattered into other people's belief systems. You're not pushed into or pulled away from. It just is. And in that present moment, it is that peace. When they talk about the peace that surpasses all understanding, it's because nothing needs to be understood. It's already there. It's already here. It's already in its present moment. And so now I'm going to activate some signals of the mind for you. We're going to go into the brain. We're actually going to go a little bit deeper into your spinal cord connection and the fluid of your spinal cord and into your DNA to release all programming, anything less than your highest good. Because as you release it from the cellular level, you release it from the energy of your bodies. How dense is your body? How dense is your soul, right? So if you're programming and imprinting in your DNA system, which is held within your body, which is universally held, that imprint gets anchored. It's written as truth. That's why some people will not journal because they're like, well, if I write that and it didn't come through, then I've lacked or I've failed or I've don't let that stop you from creating you. The only reason you feel failure or lack is because you didn't believe fully. There's no other purpose for it. You just didn't believe fully in it. Don't create a story that says, well, I should have done it this way. I should, could have, would have. Those are metaphoric judgments. And the soul never will should, could, or would you because soul is only love. It's only listening and guiding and listening and guiding. What if you listen and guide with your soul? What would change? How quiet would the mind be? How quiet would the belly be? A lot of you hold fear in your belly and IBS and all these things because you're fearing to follow soul. You're fearing to be one with soul, to flow with soul. And why we say following soul a lot of times is because the ego is in between. Your other story outside of truth gets in between there. And it doesn't want to just trust that it's already written. Doesn't want to trust that here and now is truth because we've been taught. And if you've worked with me, do you remember the technique where I take you back to the first time you ever felt or knew? If you do this with yourself, this is a great technique to use. Go back to the first time you ever knew there could be a lie and stay above it and ask. What do I need to know in order to release those beliefs? That brings me back into my truth now. Listen, receive your answers, feel your answers. Go back in the time before you ever knew what a lie was. Feel that energy come through your body, reset, almost like a reset button. There it is. Resetting the mind into truth, love, and creating that. And when you're ready, come back over the event when you first knew that you could lie or a lie was possible. Drop down in that. Now, do you see truth? There you go. All the way back to now, however you come to now, be now here with you. And what this does is allows you to see truth. And when someone's not speaking the truth, you'll probably want to move away or ask them to be quiet or disengage because it's not for you. You're aligned with truth of you. And your truth is not for everyone and everyone's is not for you. However, there is love that says we all have our own truth and it's okay. There's not a conflict if you love this and I love that. It just is. Peace will begot more peace. Fear will get more fear, right? It's not like you don't do war to create peace. That will never happen. Don't buy into those belief systems. War equals war. Peace equals peace. So when you're at war with yourself or you're at war with God or universe, you're just creating an angst that you're not willing to know truth for you now. You're not willing to accept the moment of now. And when you can truly use your words to accept the moment of now, I am here, I am here, I am here, then this is the reality you play in. And this is the reality you create from. You move your awareness and your attention through your words, through your desires, to create your actions that bring in your fruition, whatever it is you desire. So that's a cycle, right? It's a cycle. And as you use this for your living, for your allowing, for your lifespan, you're going to feel, if you never believed in tests, right? I always hear people say, oh, universe, test me. No, you tested you. You set the test up. God doesn't test. Universe doesn't test. It doesn't need to. It already knows. Your mind is the one testing you. And we would have never been tested had we never knew what testing was until it was created to see if we were smart or not, right? Like, or whatever testing they're doing. But keep it simple. Go back to the basics of you. Go into your words. See what they mean. What are they allowing in your life? And then you can see, how did I create that? Oh, because of this. How did I create this? Oh, because of this belief. As you do that, you're going to see how you manifest you. How you manifest in your world, it could be differently. But on some level, it's all the same because it's energy vibration. It's getting into the intention and feeling it already here. Keep it that simple, and the rest will just create for you. You don't have to control the creation of you. You have to listen, feel, and align. Because what you're aligning to is your truth. And if you don't like your truth right now, then you shift it into a new story. But know the meaning and the intention behind your story to create it. Because that's what's going to create. The deepest meaning will always create first. So if you have 51% fear and 49% peace, fear is going to win. So release back into knowing your whole truth. Work with your words. Realign into who you are. Align now. Let go of the ing. Let go of future and past. Stay in now. Keep your words present and see how differently your life is. I'm here for you. We're going to close. I'm going to do some breath. You can go to JanielleHoff.com, create your appointments. If you need anything, reach out to us. Every information is on Facebook, the websites, and all the other social media sites for you. I'm here for you. You want a little bit more support, you can always look up Magical Moments with me on Facebook. You can create there with us. And we're going to run that energy for grounding. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.